What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just nothing but, in terms of looking back, you know, what an amazing run, you know, and what a era, you know, for the Ravens at the Joe Flacco era. You know, I think, you know, he was in there, and the early part of his career was with Ray and Ed and those guys, and the later part of his career with another set of guys. And he just, he's iconic, I think, in Baltimore football history, you know, and so respect that and admire that and still keep in touch with him, except not this week. This week, it's not about that for us as a football team. It's about us getting prepared for a good quarterback that knows how to play the game, that's capable of making plays against you. And we're going to have to be at our very best to defend against Joe and the whole offense.
Joe Flacco in his time, 11 years here in Baltimore, over 38,000 yards passing in those 11 years, 212 touchdowns, 136 interceptions, completed 62% of those passes for a passer rating of 84.1. But beyond the numbers, for 4 weeks, he was the best quarterback in the National Football League in 2012. Leading the Ravens to the Super Bowl. And I think that's why he'll always be respected and greeted the correct way here, Jeremy, in Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, he should be. Like, you bring a... And again, that was a year, if people remember correctly, I talk about this all the time, they played the Broncos, and he threw a pick six, and people all over town were doing Flaccoing. Remember, he was chasing him down and fell flat on his face, and then they started planking and calling it Flaccoing, and we're going, what is this season going to turn into? And then... You win a game here, you win a game there, you get into the playoffs, and then you catch fire. There's only two quarterbacks in the history of the league to ever go 11 touchdowns and zero picks in the postseason, and he's one of them. And that was a year where I felt like they had no business being in the Super Bowl, but the fact they got there, I think he should go down as one of the he's not a Hall of Famer, but he should be a Ravens Ring of Honor guy, of course, you know, when all that's said and done and he retires, but... that was a special year. It was a fun year, and he brought a lot of good memories here. I just think Joe Flacco was a good guy that was a good quarterback that did a great thing in 2012. That was it. I always thought Matt Ryan was a better overall quarterback since those two were compared with each other. But he was a really good quarterback for a long time in this league, and you're even seeing it now when he's going to these crappy teams and they're starting him over their rookies because, you know, he looks better than them.
I think if regardless of what you think, how good he was good enough.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, again, that's why he'll always be having a warm greeting here. That is especially Sunday because it's his first time back in as a starter.
I don't know about you. I think it's kind of cool, though.
It's fun. It's fun to talk about.
It is fun to talk about. Fun to watch. I mean, I want to see how he's greeted. I think he's pretty much beloved here.
Flacco, we still love you.
Seriously, I think he's going to get a lot of that. I mean, LeBron's a much better quarterback. But, I mean, it's still fun to have Joe back. I think he's going to be kind of cool. I just hope they lose.
There's just something about that quarterback that I just like more than the guy that we have. I don't know what it is.
I think it's his hair.
Yeah, it's his upright throat. Oh.
See, I'm the opposite of you guys. I get why. I mean, I understand. It's kind of cool. I don't care. I really don't. I just wasn't.
Man, you have some takes that I'm just like, what do you mean you don't care?
I don't. I wasn't. No, it's not to me. It's not. I don't care anything about Joe Flacco. I get it. He had a great run for 4 weeks, but I was the guy that was glad when it was over.
Hater.
Well, call it what you want. Call it what you want. Have your fun. Have it.
I'm going to.
I'm just not. I'm you know, I got no emotions over.
You know when Rob comes in with one of these takes, and I don't think you're lying about
it. I'm not lying.
Rob, remember the time where he was like, I want the game to be close and I want him to pull away in the fourth quarter, and I'm going, no, you don't. You want them to win. You just want them to pull. You want them to blow him out. He's looking at me, don't tell me what I want. Oh,
man. What game was that?
It was a Ravens game.
It was a Ravens game.
But obviously, playoff game? Playoff game. Yeah. Was it the
Bills? It was the Steelers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was the Steelers.
Yeah.
I wanted to be close. Because everybody said, blowout. No, I don't want to blow out.
What the hell you mean you wanted to be close? It's the playoffs. Beat their ass and let me dance the whole second half until they come back from a 10-point deficit, which is what usually happens.
Oh, boy. No, that's just, I'm not that guy, man. Yeah, Flacco. I mean, we had people cheering for him when he played for Cleveland in the playoffs a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
No. Why? Maybe he'll come back to Baltimore and play. Why would you want that?
Oh, God. People were, like, dying. Well, why don't you bring him in as a backup again? It's like, what do you mean to say, man? Come on.
410-583-1057 is the number. Sean in Baltimore. What's up, Sean?
What's up, fellas? Good morning. Good morning.
Morning, man. How are you?
I'm all right, man. Hey, man, if the Ravens don't stomp on them boys by 30, it's a problem. Yeah. That's how I feel, man. And as Joe coming down here, it's the 30th anniversary for the Ravens. Thank you, Joe, for what you did. But after that national anthem off and that referee blow that whistle and that ball kick, it's showdown. Time to go to work.
Thanks a lot, my man. We said that earlier. Remember we said if a win against Cleveland would do it? And I said it's going to have to be a thrashing. First call, 30 points.
Yep.
If it's not 30 points or somewhere around there, fans are not going to be happy. It's not going to make up for what happened in week one.
Can't. It can't. I mean, the week one's over with. It's like, move on. You've got that L by your name. You've got that little dash there, the one there. And now just stack up a few W's, get back to where you need to be and make your run. I mean, they're good enough. There were people that thought they were going to go undefeated this year. Whether
really?
You think that, yeah. Whether you think that's visions of grandeur or not, we've only seen one crazy team get through the regular season in this day and age and get to the Super Bowl.
Well, not really lost in this day and age because there was 16 games.
Yeah. when the Patriots did.
Yeah, they did 16 games.
But even with that, like the team is talented enough to stack like an 8-game win streak, a 10-game. Like it wouldn't shock me to see anything like that happen. But they still got to prove it on the defensive side now after what happened on Sunday night.
So are we just getting blinded by the offense? Like there's no group on the offense that needs to improve? Or is there no group on the offense that needs to improve in week two, in your opinion?
I don't think they need to. Just take your
right side of the offensive line needs to improve a little bit.
Think so?
A little bit. Yeah, that's about it.
Is that nitpicking or legit?
That's nitpicking.
Okay.
Yeah, the nitpicking.
I mean, I think you have to do some of that stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, you said, is there anything? I'd say, okay, maybe that. But I think that's about it. I mean, the running game was awesome. The receivers were great. Lamar, it was almost perfect. I mean, what else do you need?
Let's go out to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Well, how are you?
All right, man, I hate to do it, but I'm agreeing with Rob like 2 days in a row. Man, I don't care about Flacco, though.
Man, hang up on this guy.
He went on a great run during the Super Bowl. He went on a great run that year. But for the most part, man, I picture Flacco sitting on the sideline with a perplexed look on his face, not applying himself during the offseason and all that. He was great for us.
Seeing Troy Polamalu line up at the line of scrimmage, see him coming, and you don't make an adjustment. You don't do any. You watch that man come walk you down.
Listen, guys, this is the same thing in Dumb and Dumber. I'm sorry. He could have 12 losing seasons and come back and totally redeem himself with one Super Bowl. You get the Super Bowl, it changes everything.
I got that, and that's why I said that's why he will always be loved.
But I'm not going to sit here and listen to you guys disperse Joe Flacco.
For me, I see Joe Flacco as the entire 11-year span. I'm like, okay, all right, it's cool. Let's go to Corey in Baltimore. What's up, Corey? Way past time. I'm the
wrong one y'all put on right now, man. You know, Cleveland's going to come in and serve y'all up something good, man, for that ceremony y'all about to have. Do you know that?
You think so?
Man, let me tell you something, man. Y'all think y'all in the whirlwind right now for didn't y'all start 0-1 last year, man?
0-2.
Kind of season y'all
started 0-2.
You keep saying y'all. Who's your team again?
Stop playing with me because you was a Colts fan too.
No, I'm just hold on. I'm asking who your team is. That's all I'm asking. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
Time out. If you're trying to sit here and try to throw a dart at me about because we ain't been to the playoffs since Andrew Luck, I'll take that.
I just asked a question. I wasn't coming at you about anything.
You sound a little sensitive, Corey.
You kept saying your.
Corey, you sound a little sensitive.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
I ain't sensitive, man, because y'all keep overlooking Cleveland, man. Cleveland will come in and serve y'all.
Yeah, Corey, you sound a little Corey.
Be worried about the damn Broncos.
Yeah, man. Damn. Get me hit with fire. I'm the wrong one to put on. You're right. I wish we didn't. Andy Baskin up next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this fantastic Thirsty Thursday. Ed calls this day
Friday, babe.
Well, we had this sound yesterday of a sports talk radio host in Cleveland who said that he didn't feel the Ravens, it was in good taste, paraphrasing, I'm not quoting him, for them to celebrate their 30th anniversary with Cleveland in town. That host, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, Andy Baskin joins us. What's up, Andy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Nothing much, man. Typically, these celebrations tend to happen the first home game of the season. You feel the Ravens should not do this on Sunday with Cleveland in town.
Yeah, I mean, my goal this week when I woke up was I was like, I want to get quoted in the Baltimore Sun, and I achieved my goal. No, I'm just teasing. No, I just, the whole point was I was like, man, couldn't the Ravens have waited till the second home game once they saw it was Cleveland? Because I got to believe there are still folks in Baltimore that, I mean, I know that when the Ravens came to town, it changed everything, but I just know when the Colts moved, it hurt me. It hurts me when the Sonics moved from Seattle, and it killed us here in Cleveland. And I know longtime football fans in Baltimore understand that feeling. So if we would have had a halfway decent team for the last 26 years, it probably wouldn't sting as hard. It wouldn't be that big of a deal. And to be super honest, the hardest part about the story is, and it bums me out, is that anybody who's probably under 40, 35, probably doesn't even care. That's the hard part. So,
what about the I mean, I know these people may not care of a certain age, but the people that do, I mean, the Colts moved out of Baltimore. People are still bitter about that here.
Yeah.
But my question is, the Browns got to keep their colors, their records, their uniforms, the name. The Colts never, they left. They took everything, so we had to get a new team.
You got a team sooner, too.
Yeah.
You got a team sooner. So why it seemed like the Cleveland fans are so much more bitter than Baltimore fans?
Wins and losses, baby. You got those trophies. That's what it's all about, man. I'm telling you, if the Browns would have won anything somewhere along the line, or maybe even won one AFC North, it'd probably be a different story, but it's not. And, you know, let's be honest, the real way to do it would have been to give Baltimore the expansion team, or the real way to really would have been to do it would have been to give Indianapolis the expansion team in the beginning, and none of us would have had any of these problems. But these are all decades-old issues that we probably, you know I need to turn the page on, and a lot of people do. But, I mean, let's be honest about it. It's just, you know, when you have football fans that are diehard, like Colts fans were, like Browns fans still are, like Ravens fans are, you're going to spark emotion. And, you know, it just, the whole thing of thinking about it this week, especially when it hit me in the moment, I'm like, man, do they really have to do this against the Browns? That's all. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to.
It's funny you said it about the wins real quick, because I use the analogy of, it's like when you get divorced and you and your wife were struggling and you look up and she married a billionaire. That's what this is. You know what I mean? You struggled with this Browns team for years, and they came here and they won two Super Bowls.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, there's still people mad at Art Modell. I'm still mad at Art Modell. I mean, the guy fired Bill Belichick on you guys. So, it's like, what were you thinking, dude? So, I don't know. You guys ended up getting good ownership. We all have a ton of respect for Ozzie Newsome here. And I think it's, you know, part of that's jealousy that, we're like, damn, if Ozzie would have had the job here in Cleveland, we no one would ever felt like this, you know. And then it finally took till LeBron to give this city a championship to kind of salve the wounds. But if the Browns ever won anything, this town would just absolutely explode.
Yeah, so I'm a little torn on this, because I said this to Colts fans when the Ravens came here, they won a Super Bowl, and they were still bitter about everything, watching guys in Indy break records of Baltimore Colts players, seeing those colors and all the things that kind of Ed brought up. Because it feels like much ado about nothing. Like, it's the ex-girlfriend, and at some point you have to get over it. But there are guys that live through it that refuse to get over it. You put yourself in that group?
Yeah, about Art Modell, I mean, it's just, there was no reason for it, you know? It was funny just because I was like, I'm not going to look through my social media. And just how, you know, how history just kind of skews itself in the wrong way, saying that, you know, the Browns Browns fans didn't support the team. They didn't give a new stadium. But everybody here knows that Art had the chance to move into Gateway when they built then Jacobs Field. And, I mean, Art had a million reasons to stay. And, you know, the league, I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're in the league, if you're in the league office, is it really that bad that the Browns are opening the season at Baltimore and now all of a sudden there's more hype and there's more talk? The league absolutely loves this stuff, right? They love it. They might say, oh, we don't. But they do. Would we be talking about this morning if the league hadn't put the Browns there for the first home game of the season? No. We'd be talking about, man, I can't believe how good the Browns defense played last week, and the offense had a kicker that couldn't put it through the uprights, or how did the Ravens not win that game against the Bills? That's what we'd be talking about. Instead, I've got airtime in Baltimore. You guys are getting a ton of airtime in Cleveland, and it just hypes up the whole scenario. The league loves this stuff.
Well, Andy, I don't want to seem like the good guy, because I'll tell you this. I said it yesterday, and I'll say it now. I'm sorry, buddy. I love the pettiness.
I mean, you got guys.
I love this petty. I do. I think this is, you know, well, this is what sports is about.
But what
pettiness.
Yeah,
again,
you're right.
What do they owe Cleveland, right, though? Because, like, again, we have guys that are pissing on Art Modell's grave, you know? He wanted a new stadium.
Wrong. Yeah, that's wrong. That's not cool at all. I totally agree. That's not good. I mean, what was, you know, Art was guilty of being a businessman. It's really what he was. And at the end of the day, that's what it was. They should have figured out a way. The learners would have bought the team. I mean, let's face it. I mean, the learners had a lot committed to, you know, the Baltimore region, too, or, you know, where you guys live with MBNA. So there was a better way to fix this thing when it happened. But, you know, we sit here in Cleveland still wondering what if, because the team they gave us just wasn't very good. And we didn't get the, you know, there are a lot of Browns fans, and there are a lot of days I agree with this, that we would have been better off just changing the name of the team and starting forward as an expansion team, because things would have been a lot different. Now, a lot of people fought to keep the name, the colors, and the records, and it's cool, but, you know, they threw a stadium up that now needs to go back into the lake like the old one did and become some kind of reef for fish out there while they build a new dome out by the airport. I mean, we're still – it's still ripple effects 3 decades later.
Well, Andy, are you going to be in Baltimore this weekend?
Oh, no. Are you kidding? I'm scared to go this week. No.
You should be scared to come here any week. It's really dangerous here.
Andy Baskin, 92.3 The Fan, man. Thanks a lot for your time this morning.
No worries. If you guys ever need anything, please give me a holler.
I will.
By the way, how about the week of the game, having a Cleveland radio host on and not talking about the game, period?
Because that was more fun.
Not talking about the game. You know,
yeah. That's why I told him, I love the pettiness. I absolutely love it. I'm not, you know.
But my whole thing is like,
even if the NFL set it up on purpose,
why do they owe anything to you? You don't owe anything to Cleveland to say, oh, you know what? They'd be pretty upset if we did this. It's like, that's the thing I don't get. And the same thing with old Colts fans when they talked about the Colts. What do they owe you at that point? They don't.
If I'm in that room and somebody says, you know what, Cleveland be pretty upset if we do this, I would be the guy that says, yeah, that's why we should do it.
I said do it. Yeah.
let's get it done.
Tell them it's my idea.
Joe LaCroix's Encore 945, on the other side is the Daily Line.
Yeah, we'll get into it. Last night, I told you my favorite play of the night was Yordan Alvarez to go over two bases. First at bat, single. Second at bat, single. Third at bat, double. I mean, it was a great play. We didn't get the over we wanted in that game, but I went 2 and 3 in my top plays. I have a lot of prop plays tonight, and we'll talk about the two football games, NFL and college. It's kind of a weaker slate for baseball, but I'll get into that when we come back here on The Fan. All right, so let's talk a little bit about yesterday, what happened. Had an interesting day because baseball wasn't all that kind, and you know, when you look at how everything transpired yesterday, when I say baseball wasn't kind, yeah, picking the games wasn't. Prop plays were great. Went 3-1 in my props yesterday. We gave out a couple of them here on the show, but I told you Yordan Alvarez over 1.5 bases was my favorite play. Mm-hmm. Gave you the reasonings why. And to be fair to Jose Barrios, he pitched better. He had given up 18 runs in 23 innings, and I just thought the Astros were going to tee off. And I think, was that the game? Did Altuve get scratched before that game? He did in one of these games against Toronto. But just looking at that, we didn't get the scoring one. It was a 3-2 game. The other game that kind of hurt the first most was the Mets game, as we had the over or the under there.
Must have the under. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the Mets, the Phillies kind of opened it up against their bullpen and scored, what was it, like 9 runs off the bullpen late? So that went over the total and blew up. And it's hard to be mad at it, but I had the Pirates yesterday. Talked about that system I use going up against the pitcher when he's been on the IL and it's his second start off the IL. Well, Tyler Wells, congratulations. You've become the second guy to just shove it on me. Yeah. What'd you say, you jackass? He just came out and he pitched his ass off. I still don't understand why.
It's got to be one of those things you feel good to be wrong about.
Yeah, I mean, look, because he looked really, really good. Yeah. Really, really good.
He didn't just struggle his way through.
Yeah. And again, I still don't. Did they ever say why they took Skeens out?
No, there's no explanation anywhere about it.
64
pitches in 5 innings, eight strikeouts.
Maybe he and Libby Dunn had dinner reservations.
Yeah. He went over 200 strikeouts for the year yesterday.
He's good. He's real good. So if you look at yesterday, the ones I won on, I had the Guardians under, and again the Yordan Alvarez prop hit, but overall not the day that I wanted. So what do we look at today? It is a very light baseball slate, and I talk about the weather all the time. You ain't getting any help from the weather today. I mean, you could look at something and say, yeah, the wind's kind of blowing out here. There's no great help, so I'm not even going to bring up any game to sit here and say there's an edge on it, because there's not with the weather today. The things I will look at, though, in baseball, I'm going to go back to Colorado and San Diego. Mm-hmm. I think the under there looks good. if you're curious about the pitching matchup we have, it's like, again, with Colorado, it doesn't have to be great because they can't hit. So
last night, I think they picked up a hit before the fifth inning against the Dodgers for the first time in the series.
Oh, my God.
And I think they were shut out again.
So it's McCade Brown, and we all are big fans of McCade. No, we don't know who the hell McCade Brown is. Nobody does. I don't think McCade. Who names their kid McCade? M-C-C-A-D-E. McCade Brown.
Isn't that usually a last name?
Maybe. And he's going up against Randy Vasquez. And the reason I like the under there
maybe is... Maybe he takes his mom's maiden name.
Maybe.
Like McKenzie. Often like that. But
I think that's what Zeno did.
Yeah.
Zeno's, his mom's maiden name was Zeno. And his last name was Citarella. He took his mom's maiden name as his radio.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
That's like Ed Norris. What people don't know is... No, I was going to make up some random name. Ed Schmeagel.
The Brickenshaw Ferguson is my real name.
But no, I do like the under there, and I know it's not one you typically target and look at the pitching matchup and go, oh, yeah, they're going to dominate. But the offense is a little wanting. Ballpark's big. I feel like it can limit some power there. I think that game goes under. I'm going to go back to the well with Houston and Toronto to go over. And I know it's a small slate, but I got a lot of Houston and Toronto bats up at the top. And the ones to mention would be Yordan Alvarez grades out as the best pitcher on today's slate. The second best pitcher is Vlad Guerrero. So do with that what you will. Yeah. Hitter. Sorry. Oh. Excuse me. Thank you. Second best hitter on today's slate would be Vlad Guerrero. And then that's still with like Aaron Judge playing. He grades out well, but... You know, George Springer, Jose Ramirez, Lindor, Witt, Caminero, Alonso, Grisham were all the guys that were projected to go over two bases, if that does anything for you. But I really like Alvarez and Vlad to go over two bases. The other thing that really stood out to me today was Bryce Miller going up against the Angels. Stop me if you heard me say this before, but the Angels strike out more than any other team in baseball.
Bryce, it's big.
Yeah, Bryce Miller was one of the best home pitchers last year. He's in Seattle. That hasn't been the case this year where he's just kind of coming off the IL. Figuring out what he's going to do. I think he's finally getting there to where he looks like his previous self. But with a 5.5K prop against the Angels, and I'm not overpaying for it because it's minus 120. Yes, please. I'll take it. Now, let me get to the NFL because this is where I think things kind of stand out to me. I like the under tonight in tonight's game. A couple of things as far as prop plays go and where I looked. Good old JCM. So his prop plays are interesting to me today because his projected rush attempts are over 9.5, or 9.5 is the number. He got 10 last week. Why wouldn't I think he's going to get more on a short week when you want to, do you want Austin Eckler, your vet, going out there? Or no. Do you want the guy that actually looked better? Yeah. I think he definitely gets over 9.5 carries. So I'm all over that. And his rushing prop is 37.5. If he gets 10 carries, he's going over 37.5 yards, in my opinion. Even against a Green Bay defense, it looked pretty good. And I know they slowed down Jahmyr Gibbs and all that. I still think this kid, Bill, as they call him, is going to have a good day. The other prop play that really stood out to me was Romeo Doubs under 3.5 receptions. I think it's a good spot. Yeah, you can get burned in these with these low receptions and some guy getting a bunch of targets because they have the mismatch or whatever. But I'll take my chances here on Doubs going under 3.5 receptions. And in college football, I don't mind saying it, did all the research on NC State and Wake Forest. NC State beat two good teams, or two teams you know, like East Carolina and Virginia. I'm not going to call them good teams. Wake Forest beat Western Carolina and Kennesaw State by 1 point, 10-9. Kennesaw State's the team that Indiana dropped they dropped 50 on them? Beat them by 40-something? So, Kennesaw State, what are you going to, what?
How much they score? Beat them by how much?
Like 50.
There you go.
Yeah, so anyway. They beat their asses. So, Wake Forest is, both of these teams, new coordinators on offense and defense. Wake Forest is trying to implement this power spread offense that their offensive coordinator is the genius behind. It ain't working yet. They got to get the right pieces, and it's going to take a while. NC State is way more battle-tested than Wake. I know it's a big number to lay on the road, and usually you see me on the home teams on Thursday nights because I just feel like there's tremendous value.
The offense is by IKEA. They have all the parts.
They didn't have all the parts, yeah.
I think they got put it together still.
They might have a couple Swedes, too. But yeah, Wake Forest, I'm going to take NC State. I don't like laying big numbers on the road that's over a touchdown, but if I'm looking at it, I think this is a total mismatch on paper. I know you play the game on the field, but give me NC State minus the points. My favorite play today, those NFL props, I'm 17-4 on football props this season. So I've been absolutely annihilating. Do with that what you want. I'm taking all of Bills overs. That's JCM. Over rushing attempts, over yards rushing. And I like Dobbs to go under the 3.5. Those would be my favorite plays. And there you go.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's all it. Right.
Thank you very much.
Where are we going?
410-583-1057. Oh, by the way, those numbers, Colorado did not have a hit before the fifth inning in this series against the Dodgers, and a grand total of 3 runs on 8 hits for the series.
They suck.
On ice.
Eesh.
Let's go to Andy in Dundalk. What's up, Andy? Andy.
Hello? Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right, how are you?
Hey, I almost didn't hear you. There's an accident on 695 over before Pulaski Highway.
All right, what's on your mind, buddy?
Oh, they got everything.
Anyway, the thing, the guy was saying about a million reasons Arm Modell had to stay in Cleveland. But the one reason to not stay in Cleveland was because the NFL was jerking Baltimore around with the expansion thing, with the money and all. They were never going to get Baltimore a team. And Arm Modell saw was just wrong with the history that Baltimore had in the NFL, and he made that right. He left the name and everything in Cleveland so they could keep the Browns. And Irsay, on the other hand, he was just a jerk.
Well, you got to understand your perspective of Irsay is their perspective of Modell.
Yeah.
For the same reasons.
The thing is, but Irsay could have left the name here and called his team the Indianapolis Racers and put IndyCar.
It still would have taken away from all the years that the Baltimore community didn't have a football team.
I know people bring this up about the Colts all the time, but that was the owner of the team. Why was he going to give up his colors and his team name to move to a new city and just
rebrand?
Wasn't
Modell the owner of the Browns?
Yeah. But this has already happened. We had already seen this happen with the Colts, and everybody had said, hey, that's...
So he didn't want to go through that.
Oh.
And on top of that, the Browns.
And I think coming to Baltimore...
Named that to some other dude.
Baltimore fans were upset, and it's like, hey, do you want to do the same thing to them that they did to
exactly.
us? No, let's start fresh. Because we didn't want anybody else to go through it. But I just think it's kind of weird to sit here and say, yeah, you own the team and you took them. I mean, I didn't see Kroenke change the team of the name of the Rams when he went to Los Angeles. We don't know if
the Raiders
are
the places they move.
Yeah.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
As I said, once in a while, you'll see one a game, and the quarterback, whoop, and that's 6. This was like, they're open, open, open. Nobody near them. Like, just Had to be. So, yeah, I agree. I think it's what it sounds like. They're saying people were not where they should have been.
If you start off the year 2 years in a row like that, then eventually it'll gonna be eyes on your boy, Jeremy.
Yeah. Who? Dean Pease to come back?
Or.
Oh. Why is he my boy all of a sudden? Because I felt like he didn't get enough credit for the turnaround last year, and everybody wanted to give it to Pease?
That's exactly why. Yes. Zach. How do you ask the question and then answer it?
I'm making sure. Zach, you're my boy, whether you like it or not,
my
man.
My boy, Blue. So,
here we go.
It's just you and him.
Yeah, me
Ride
and you.
Ride or die.
Rock-a-bye, baby.
Who's on the back of the bike? Who's on the back of the bike?
Oh, it's too early for this.
I wonder how many of our listening audience back then got that reference.
New Jack.
New Jack City, baby.
Yeah.
Rock-a-bye, baby. Who's that?
That's that woman. She shoots.
What was her real name? Was it Vanessa Williams? No.
No, I don't remember what that woman's name was, but she shoots that old
Vanessa
guy, right?
Vanessa something. Yeah.
Yeah. Wesley Snipes, man. Remember before his tax evasion how good he was?
He was so awesome. So awesome.
He's been in. They brought him back as Blade in the and what, the Deadpool movie?
Yeah.
Sorry, spoiler alert if you didn't see it. But they did that with a few people.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. Yeah, Vanessa Williams. That's her name. Wasn't the Vanessa Williams, but her name is Vanessa Estelle Williams. Yeah. Ed, what did you learn?
I learned that we talked a lot about different things today. And in Commissioner's Baltimore, we talked about Charlie Kirk. It is the anniversary of 9/11. And we have to remember that, honor that. One of the worst days in American history.
Yeah.
And we never, ever should forget. I think some people have because it's so long in the past. I lost a lot of friends. And my friend Joe just passed away Friday, who worked on the site for a year. Had all kinds of health problems after that. He finally succumbed to them at only 57 years old. Mm. So I'll be up there this weekend for his memorial service. But I just want to remind people, it's a very solemn day.
Yeah, it is. It is. I had something written down that I did forget, but today's a couple of national days, as you said, Ed, 9/11, which I was going to talk about today. Today is also a Patriot Day and National Day of Service and Remembrance is what they're calling it for that. Some birthdays in sports. Today would have been Paul Bear Bryant's birthday. Today would have been Ed Sable's birthday from NFL really? Films. And today also would have been Tom Landry's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Star-studded. Former baseball player, Red Sox, Ellis Burke. Ellis Burke's turned 61 today. I think he also played for the Rockies.
He bounced around a little bit. I think you're right.
Eduardo Perez, former baseball player, commentator. He's turns 56 today. Former NBA player Mark Pope turns 53 today. Mark Pope also pitched too, right?
Yeah. Was he a baseball player and?
Yeah, basketball. He's one of those guys.
Okay. Or a couple of them.
And today, two people share a birthday.
Danny Ainge was drafted in the MLB.
Danny Ainge was a pretty good shortstop. So was, you know who else was drafted in MLB, don't you?
Who?
Macho Man.
Oh, yeah.
Two people share a birthday today. Jacoby Ellsbury, Sean Livingston. Who's older, Joe?
I got this one.
Ellsbury.
Ellsbury's older? Okay.
It's Livingston.
It's Livingston?
Yep.
Livingston.
Sean Ellsbury. Jacoby Ellsbury today turns 42. Sean Livingston turns 40.
Oh, so man. Ellsbury.
And happy
I thought you had this.
I did.
Happy birthday to arguably the greatest safety of all time, Ed Reed, turns 47 today.
Really?
Yeah.
47.
Yep, 47.
All right. I ordered duck last night at dinner. The bill was huge. There's an unauthorized 5-part series about the Beastie Boys coming out soon. Parts A through D are free, but you got to fight for your right for part E. So stupid. A lot of girls asked me out a few minutes ago. It made sense since I walked into the women's restroom. Did you know they picked the name for Canada by pulling letters out of a hat?
No.
C-A-N-A-D-A. Oh, man. My brother and I aren't allowed to play with chainsaws anymore. Technically, he's my half-brother. Did you hear the Energizer Bunny got charged with battery? Apparently, he's feeling both positive and negative about it. Oh, man. What letters keep pirates calm? P, because without them, they'd become irate. I felt really guilty for talking about Fight Club, but then I thought, it's nothing to beat myself up about.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. The HOA in my community only allows you to have pets if they are rented, and all dogs must be on a lease. A leash. Sorry. And lastly, yes, this one has a two-part, Joe. Sad news, the inventor of the throat lozenge has died. There will be no coffin at his funeral. And it will be held in a secret location. I couldn't even get it out right. Anyway, that's there you go.
Vinny and Haney up next. Bruce Cunningham in for Bob Haney. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Friday, babe.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.